I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is Pray, What's Bugging You?
So how do you spell praying mantis? Do you spell yours with an A or an E?
I actually use an E.
I use an E too. But either one works. The name mantis means soothsayer, and they hold their raptorial forelegs in sort of a position that suggests prayer, but they're actually...
Or dining.
No, they're specifically adapted for dining. Very powerful legs, and they have interlocking spines that just dig into the flesh of their prey, and so they can hold on to them with a vice-like grip as they munch away.
The females are not particularly kind to the males of the species.
Well, they are known for the male to literally give his all during the mating process. But they've done studies to show that the nerve bundles that control copulation are further down in the body. So the female, when she attacks the male, which does happen during the mating act, she'll begin nibbling on his head and working her way down. But that doesn't affect the nervous system that controls the sexual act. During this process, she devours the part of his brain that inhibits copulation. So he actually becomes even more enthusiastic and will eventually complete his biological imperative, if you will. And so she gets a meal and all that genetic information and sperm to fertilize her eggs.
So he didn't even need a martini, just, you know, to disable that part of his brain.
Nope.
Do males ever escape?
Oh, sure.
And they go on to mate with other females?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lifespan?
Well, they start hatching in April, molt several times, and then once they reach the adult stage is usually in late summer. Males usually don't live as long as the females.
They
will die, whether they're eaten or not, shortly after mating. But the females, if you keep them in captivity, they'll sometimes go through the winter. But typically in the wild, once those frosty, nippy nights start coming along, that's when mantids start counting their days. Praying mantises eat anything they can catch. They're opportunistic predators, and they don't just focus on, quote-unquote, the bad bugs. They eat anything. There are stories of praying mantises hanging around hummingbird feeders, and if they get a chance, they'll take out a hummingbird. This is not only distressing to the hummingbird, but it's very distressing to the people who put the hummingbird feeders out and see this great big green insect taking out one of their little feathered friends.
And can they actually eat a hummingbird?
Oh, sure, sure. Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
The other thing that's interesting to me about praying mantids is that their hearing. The adult mantid actually has an ear-like organ that's right at the base of their thorax, right near the abdomen. And as they're flying along, they can pick up the echolocation signals of bats. And when they hear a bat swooping in, they will take evasive action. They'll suddenly dive to the ground in sharp spirals and land in the shrubbery where the bat can't get to them.
I'm surprised they don't try to eat the bat.
Some of the larger ones might. They're out at different times.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.